Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah. Moving forward, we have for you on the menu, Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman will be joining us. And in fact, our engineer Lucky has just told us he is online with us today. So let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes, I'm alive and in the flesh. I'm not a robot. I'm not a jinn. No, I'm a human being.
You encouraged me because the previous days you were doing research on Mehta, searching Mulana A.S. Desai and searching different people. So I said, let me search you and see what they say about you. So they said, you read the message I sent it to you. So I was happy to know at least, you're not a robot. You know those when you when you're submitting these forms or something, they say, please confirm that you're not a robot. So what do they mean by that? What does a robot do these things?
Yes, they have, I think they're called bots, B-O-T. B-O-T-S, bots that you can, I don't know how they do it, but you can program it. That's all it does. It goes to websites and does the same action. All right. So that will increase in the algorithm the viewership for that particular site.
Yes.
And if you're doing the site based on being paid for it, okay, then this will obviously increase your attendance, and you'll make more money. And when they find out about it, YouTube or whoever it is, when they find out, then they may cancel your site, and then you have to start all over again. So then you put this in, and it's like a virus catcher. Mm. Yeah, it's like a virus. Yeah, it's like a virus. Okay. And so, yeah, you do that. You have to read it and hit the button, and so then it shows that you're not a robot or anything like that.
Yeah, I was wondering because on the one website, it shows the number of people. So we have access to this website, but it shows the number of, it shows like different countries. But you will find in some countries, and it's always increasing, but only one person from that country saw your website. And you'll find many like these. So those, when I asked or inquired from someone, they said, no, these are the bots. They are not real. They just, it's like they have a certain task which they perform also. So they check out for certain things, information or whatever it is. Something of that. I don't know if they spies also. Right. So
they can do it. They can do it with the polls. You know, the poll says, "Who do you prefer, Kamala Harris, or you prefer, Donald Trump?" And they can program a robot to go into that site and just keep saying Harris, 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 Harris. Every time it goes in, Harris, Harris, Harris. So they have the better sites have to have that type of virus cleaner where they can catch that stuff.
We always see these things. They will introduce like a movie, and shortly or many years after that, you'll see that movie was actually like. So this is what we hear. People say that this movie, this person came out, there's a new movie out, it's about robots or whatever it is. And then that's sort of their plan. I don't know if I'm wrong here, Mufti Saab, you can correct me. So they use this, it's as a default. Will it work? Won't it work? What's it going to be like? Let's introduce it to the human beings. And then later we actually put it forward. Is this correct?
Yeah, as people understand that there is I call the controllers, the people that control what's going on, who obviously Allah is the ultimate controller. Okay, we understand that, but He allows things that happen with people. So, yes, there's a name for that. It's a type of programming. There's another name in front of the word programming that they give it. And they're showing you what's going on in the future. Okay? They had showed that they didn't mention Kamala Harris, but they mentioned that a woman would become vice president in this cartoon, The Simpsons. The Simpsons is a show that predicts a lot of things of the future. Okay, they predicted Corona. They predicted that a woman would be a vice president. And in the cartoon, they showed the woman wearing a pearl necklace and I think a blue or velvet colored dress. And when Kamala Harris got sworn in as vice president, that's exactly what she was wearing. And the cartoon was several years ago. Okay. They predicted so many things. They predict because these are the people that are doing the things that are being put into action. So that they know what's going on. Like in 1989, the vice president, or the ex-president, Gerald Ford, when they asked him, how will there be a future, 1989, that will there be a future woman president? And he said it will happen, but it won't happen normally. What will happen is a woman will be elected as vice president, the president will be male, and then the president will die, and the vice president female will take over, and then she'll be president, and after that it'll be very difficult for men to be elected as president in America. Now, he said this in 1989. Now, look what's happening with Kamala Harris, okay, right now. So, but the people that put that out or informed Gerald Ford, okay, are the same people that are in control now, or their families, okay, which are putting it into action now. So they're telling you in advance, this is what we're going to do, okay? And so you can't say, well, I didn't know. You just didn't believe. All right? That's the thing. That's how the Freemasons are, the Illuminati. That's how they are. They do that. They tell you, they give you a clip-it, they give you some insight, and then later when it happens, you can't say you didn't know.
And I was, Mufti Saab, I'm sure you read the latest Majlis. So in there, under Kashf, so if you see, my ASDSI has quoted the verse of Surah An-Nahl, verse number 8, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions all the modes of conveyances at the time, and also mentions those that He creates and you do not know about it. So that's still to come. So Mu'ayyas puts this beautifully under the explanation of Kashf. And he says that Kashf, when it comes from the Kuffar, then it's nothing amazing, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this. And you can see the technological advancements in China, in different places. I believe there is these, it's called robo-taxis. I don't know if you heard of it. So it doesn't have anyone riding the scooter. You'll just see a scooter pitching up next to you and you jump on and it will take you to your destination. It's all robotic. So it's programmed, everything. It's sort of like how a train works, the same. It works on a particular road. You can't put it off that. So it's pretty controlled and programmed. And it can't go off the... You can't push it to another direction. It's just going to go on that particular route. So all of this, he says, this is nothing that we should be overawed about. Allah has granted them because they only have this world. And for us, it's the Akhirah. Right. And we are amazed with that. So this is... So from this point of view, where Allah inspires them to make these things, and to create all of this here. It's for the non-Muslims, they feel like they've achieved something major. This is something, but this for us is really nothing, because we have in Jannah ma la aynun ra'at, what the eye has not seen, wala udhunun sami'at, what the ear has not heard of, wala khatara fi qalbi basharin, no, it hasn't crossed the thought process of humans. So that's for us in store. But we see sort of the opposite here, where we become overawed with what's the technological advancements. And this especially we'd like to speak on, where it takes us, drives us away from our actual iman in Allah. For everything you have a solution, or you have something that's going to solve that. But when do we say, okay, no, I'm going to turn away from this, first Allah, then that solution that we can look towards, which should be part of the Sharia.
Right. So again, it's a small group of families that are planning things. This is nothing supernatural with them. They're on the boards of many corporations and what have you. We're talking about the Rothschilds and people like that. So they're sitting there planning, and they're doing, and obviously a lot of plans, and the best of planners. But there's nothing really supernatural, other than that they're getting help from Shaitan, okay, to accomplish some of their things. But again, they show you things in advance, and we either ignore it, and then, well, we don't ignore it. When it does happen, then we're so surprised and like this and like that. But the whole thing with Corona, several years before Corona, they have the video of the meeting that Bill Gates had, and along with other people, saying how they want to reduce the population of the world. The population is too large. You know who made him the God that determined how many people there are? But he said we're going to be able to reduce the population by, I think he said, 10%. Or a billion people by vaccinations will be one way, and I think medicines. Okay, so instead of people living longer because of being vaccinated, they'll be dying. Now he said that, and it was recorded, and it's written in books and everything. And then when Corona comes, and who's the biggest sponsor for the vaccines? Bill Gates.
Exactly.
So why are we surprised? This is not something that's like supernatural or anything like that. So even now today, if you go and Google the world's greatest doctor, okay, you'll get Bill Gates. And he's a college dropout who majored in computer science.
Exactly.
But he's also part of the group that's in control of Google and YouTube and TikTok. You see? So he can put this stuff out there and you believe it. All right? But again, it's not supernatural. Okay? They're planning with whatever they're able to do. And so the next thing we worry about, or we're thinking about, is how they will use this Bitcoin, okay, along with electric cars. If you go digital with your money, first money was gold and silver. Then you took that away, all right? And you bought paper and checks and cards and like this. But now you're going to go to Bitcoin. You're going to go to digital money, okay? And you have electric cars that can be programmed to drive this place and that place. So now what happens when the government takes control over the Bitcoin and the electric cars? All right? And it says, no, you're not going to go to work today. We're taking you to the police station. You get in your car, and the car takes you to the police station. It doesn't take you to work. Okay? You go to your ATM machine, and it says, no, you have no money here. Yes. All right, all your money has been transferred directly to the government to pay your late income taxes, or to do this or do that. Or you want to buy something, and you get there and you see there's nothing in your bank account. The government has taken it. They froze it because of some reason. This will happen, all right? They've already said it's going to happen. So we wait for it to happen, and then we see what happens.
Exactly.
They're only allowed to do this because the Muslims have strayed from the right path. Mm. All right? Like Hazrat always talked about Gaza. Yes, it will run its course. The genocide will run its course because of what happened to the Gazans, to the people in Philistine, before this happened. All right? The masjids were empty, even in Ramadan. No one was reading Quran. Okay? Muslims had Jewish girlfriends, okay, committing zina, clean shaven, etc. So now they're being punished. All right? So, yeah. Only because the Muslims have turn their back on Islam. This is why the Rothschilds and people like that, or Bill Gates, they're successful right now.
And we would say that this extends to globally as Muslims. And that could be, that's the meaning also of that the Ummah is like one body. And
yes,
when we are doing actions, I'm all the way here in South Africa, but I'm not concerned of improving myself, and this conditions plays out and it affects others, especially our Masjid al-Aqsa, which is a masjid for all of us. And this then gets taken. We've seen Jews now go in and they are doing whatever they need to do there. And where is, I know Hamas has said that if they allow this Ben Gurion to put his synagogue there, then there is going to be a religious global war. And I don't think he would do this because he knows he's calling for trouble then. But other Muslims, it boils down to this again, globally, where is our allegiance with? Are we really dedicated to this cause, or it just doesn't bother us? Because let's be honest, it's almost a year now. People are suffering, people are dying, people are being killed, blood is being shed. But has it actually had some difference in my life? Well, we could just say it's something that we've become used to, accustomed to. So as they say in English, familiarity creates contempt. You just lose interest, or it just becomes something, or you sing on a daily basis. It's just nothing new now. And you carry on with your normal cycle.
Have you met anybody? How many people have you met in the last 10 months who changed their life because of what happened in Gaza? Maybe a handful. You can probably count them on one hand and still have fingers left to count. I remember a couple of years ago when there was other problems in Gaza, Hazard wrote, he wrote that only the people there in Gaza should be praying Kunut Najdah. All right? Other people around the world, other Muslims around the world, we should be working on rectifying ourselves, because that azab is going to come to us also. Okay? But it's just not here yet. So we have no control over Gaza, and things are going as bad as they are. And people talking about, yes, global war and this and that. Well, it will not happen. But we have control over Saudi, allegedly. It's a Muslim country. And look how that has changed. Okay. So what are we doing about Saudi? Saudi just gave 50% off, Saudi Airlines, 50% off to make Umrah. Okay, nowadays. It just ended. I think it ended August 31st. Okay, so many people here in Karachi and Pakistan went, including ulama, went to Saudi because they could get 50% off with the airline flight. Okay, although seeing what's happening in Saudi with the cinemas and the music concerts and women no longer in burqa and et cetera. So what do we expect about Gaza? So we have to get our stuff together. We have to get our act together. All right? Allah's showing us. He only sends punishment so that we turn back to Him.
Exactly.
But we don't see it.
So inshallah, we hope that things get better. How's everything in Pakistan though, before we leave you? We just got 2 minutes left. Is everything settled now with the, I think it was the oil prices or petrol prices and the strikes? Is everything settled now? Are you back in your home?
Yeah, the what's his name? The inflation has come down to its lowest in several months. Okay. Every now and then, people going on strike. Okay, but it's smoke and mirrors. Okay, it's like the Wizard of Oz. It's gotten better because what? The IMF have given us more loans. The IMF has given us more loans, and China and Saudi have said, okay, we'll roll over your existing loans. You don't have to pay it back. The deadline will not be this year. The deadline will be another 2 or 3 years. We're giving you more time to pay what you haven't paid us. But the interest is still going on. Okay. So it appears like the economy is better. But there's nothing here. There's nothing here other than food businesses. Okay. You order something with a credit card, and Food Panda will deliver it for you. And that's the biggest business here in Pakistan right now.
And that just explains the plight of the Ummah, that it's just all about, we've made our lives as Muslims food and enjoyment, entertainment, but real no focus for what we were created for.
Our women don't cook. They don't make roti anymore. Very few even make chai, and so everything is bought on a credit card, and then on your Facebook or your X account, you post things about free Palestine, okay, and that makes you a good Muslim. That's about our effort.
Mufti Saab, we appreciate your time. Make dua for us. Inshallah, tomorrow we will be joining
you. And you for me.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.